This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Voting has concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. The Election Commission has said that Maharashtra has recorded 65.02% voter turnout and Jharkhand recorded 68.45% voting when reports last came in. In Jharkhand, voting was held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Our correspondent reports that after polling, the political fortune of 528 candidates, including 55 women, have been sealed in EVMs. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats were held in a single phase in the state. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had been keeping a close watch on every aspect of the poll process, including measures to enhance poll participation. By-elections were also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. 53.78% of voters exercised their franchise in the Nanded Lok Sabha by-poll till 5 p.m. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 49% polling was recorded on all nine assembly seats, whereby elections were held yesterday. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas, including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understandings, MOUs, were signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi Scheme, Cultural Exchange Program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana and cooperation and collaboration in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network Guyana. Besides, MOU was also signed between National Defence Institute Guyana and Rashtriya Raksha University Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Modi said the close cooperation in the field of defence between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust. He informed that last year India had supplied two Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is an important source of pharmaceutical products for Guyana, and India will also work on setting up Jan Aushadhi Kendras in that country. Prime Minister Modi noted that Guyana is associated with various initiatives taken by India, such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and the Global Biofuel Alliance. He said these collaborations will help both nations to strengthen their efforts towards a green and sustainable future globally. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi participated in the second CARICOM India Summit in Georgetown. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved towards like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. He was speaking at India CARICOM Summit in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi said this summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships. He said it has severely affected the nations of Global South. The Prime Minister said India has always tried to face these challenges along with CARICOM. On behalf of the people of India, Mr. Modi expressed grief on the damages caused during the Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia and Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th Asian Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend this meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. During his meeting with Defence Minister of China, Admiral Don Jun, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasised on greater trust and confidence building between the two sides through de-escalation along the India-China border. In his meeting with Malaysian Defence Minister Datuk Seri Mohammad Khalid bin Nordin, both sides agreed to support each other's endeavours to arrive at meaningful outcomes to promote security and stability in the region. Both leaders also looked forward to the conduct of Malaysia-India Defence Committee meeting in the first quarter of 2025, wherein both sides will have detailed discussions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.